90. Killian. Ambush. His skin had started crawling the moment they'd entered the clearing. But he thought it would be Agrippa who'd make the move. Or Baird. Instead, a group of armed men, one of which he recognized from the village alehouse, stepped out of the surrounding brush. They had bows, but instead of shooting, the men all pulled their swords, obviously heeding Agrippa's words. Good. Their greed would be their downfall. You can make this easy, or you can make this hard, Calorian, one of them said. Put down your weapons and we'll let the girl go unharmed. Lydia, he said softly.
Yes?
There was fear in her voice. Run. For once, she didn't argue, hauling up her skirts and bolting toward the trees even as he threw himself at the men, meeting the front runner with a clash of steel. The man met his blows twice. Then Killian got past his guard and stabbed him in the chest, whirling as he extracted his bloody blade and throwing a knife at one of the other soldiers. One of the attackers raced after Lydia, but Killian dived forward, hamstringing him and then leaving the man to scream while he engaged with the others. They came at him three at a time, forcing him to rely on speed to dodge their blows. One of them caught him across the forearm with the tip of his weapon. Killian ground his teeth against the pain, gutting the man and then shoving him into his fellows while he backtracked to gain better ground. Across the clearing, Agrippa had his weapon in hand, face expressionless as he watched the fight. Where Baird was, Killian didn't know. He'd deal with them both later. Dancing around a swipe of a sword, Killian punched the man in the face, then twisted to block a downward strike of a blade. But another soldier lunged into the mix, forcing him to drop and roll or take the weapon in the gut. On his feet in a flash, Killian threw a knife, striking a soldier in the face as he rushed toward him. But they were coming at him from all sides. Blood ran down his hand, slickening his grip as he engaged with one, the man's face determined as he parried every one of Killian's blows, not good enough to win, but good enough to distract while his fellows attacked from the rear. Killian sensed the blow coming and ducked, a blade whistling over his head. He turned and stabbed the soldier in the leg, but another only took his place. There were too many of them. Cursing, Killian stumbled back, his eyes on the men warily stepping over the bodies of the fallen even as he heard the footfalls of those circling around. God damn it! Agrippa swore from across the clearing, and then he was racing toward the fight, weapon raised. He carved into the back of one of the men, twisting to stab another in the guts, and Killian didn't stop to question what the cell bastard was doing. Instead, he lost himself in the fight. Blood splattered and men screamed, dying under the onslaught of steel. They held their ground for a time. Then Killian felt the balance shift, and two of the attackers bolted. Picking up a fallen sword, Killian flung it, taking one of them in the back, and chased the other at a dead sprint. Sensing he was about to be caught, the man whirled, raising his sword. But Killian's downward strike sheared through the blade. The man screamed and fell, pleading for mercy. Killian cut off his head, and then he turned. Agrippa was resting with one hand against a tree, breathing hard as he watched Killian approach. Finally showed your true colors. Agrippa made a face. That's a tad rich coming from you, Lord Calorian. Killian paused, seeing Baird approaching through the trees, a struggling Lydia gripped against his chest. Shit. The giant paused upon reaching the clearing, both his eyebrows rising.
This,
he said, gesturing to the dead soldiers at Agrippa's feet.
Was not part of the plan, little man.
Yes, well, my conscience got the better of me. I'll try not to let it happen again, but in the meantime, let the girl go.
The giant heaved a deep sigh, then dropped Lydia at his feet. She scrambled out of reach, eyes wide as she took in the scene.
Did you really think no one would figure out it was you?
Agrippa said, dropping his hand from the tree.
For days, We stood on the far side of that ravine, watching you stride about in all that shiny armor, refusing to die no matter what we God's damned through with you. The image of your blasted face is burned onto my brain. I'd have recognized you anywhere. So why not turn on me in dead ground? Killian snarled, stepping between them and Lydia. Why bring me through the Lyrators when you could have killed me surrounded by your own damned army? Gold, you jackass! Agrippa shouted, his face twisted with anger. There's a bloody reward for your head, that's why. And an even bigger one if I delivered you to Rufina alive. Big enough that maybe Baird and I could finally be free of her. Killian allowed the tip of his blade to drop. What do you mean, free of her? Agrippa scrubbed a hand through his hair, spiking it with streaks of blood. I don't want to fight for her any more than anyone else does. But that viper gives no one any choice. It's fight or be given to her minions to have your life stripped away. But you. He leveled a finger at Killian. If she had you, she would need me. And maybe, as a reward, she'd allow me to leave. Baird too. I'd never fight for her. A bitter laugh tore from Agrippa's throat. That's what everyone says. And yet we all find ourselves doing so. He lifted his head. That's what your queen said when she first arrived. Fear and anger twisted in his guts. What do you know about Malahai? I know exactly what I told you back in Dead Ground. That she's a tender. And that Rufina needs her to keep pushing the blight across Mudamora. That she's both pretty and defiant, but that Rufina is unlikely to allow her to keep either attribute. Has she hurt her? I avoid Halatha like the plague, Agrippa said. But last I heard, Rufina was making use of the tried and true practice of torture to try and break her to her will. Anguish flooded through Killian's chest, because everything Malahai was enduring was his fault. If only he'd stayed by her side like he'd sworn to do, she'd be safe. Why stop now? Lydia's voice cut through the air. Why turn on your own soldiers?
I don't know.
Agrippa dropped his weapon, sitting down in the blood and the mud. I changed my mind. What's to stop you from changing your mind again? Only my conscience, I suppose. Lydia glowered, and Killian lifted his sword. Give me one good reason why I don't kill you both now and save myself the trouble later. Because. Agrippa leaned back on his hands, his usual shit-eating smile returning to his face. You need my help to get your queen back.